We hear from St. Matthew, chapter 6. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And these are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, the gold and jewels of the pharaohs became targets for grave robbers and archaeologists. The billion-dollar fortune of Steve Jobs was left behind when he died nearly 2 years ago, money he cannot use ever again. The vast empire conquered by Alexander the Great did not survive his death, being divided as spoils between those generals who survived him. The power and wealth of the successful, the rich, the movers and shakers of nations, it all is lost to them when they die. Our own attempts to secure our futures, IRAs, 403b plans, home equity, insurance policies, they all finally fail. Whatever is left, if anything, after we die is no longer ours. It cannot comfort us. Solomon, wealth and wisdom personified, in all his glory, still could not outdo the beauty of flowers in fields. He would write toward the end of his life, "Remember also your Creator in the days of your youth, before the evil days come and the years draw near when you will say, 'I have no delight in them.'" Martin Luther at the end of his life confessed, "We are beggars." That is true. The treasures stored on earth, those that will be eaten away by mere insects or diminished by the eroding effects of time, remain the focus of our lives, despite the truth that stares us in the face day after day. As one theologian proclaimed, "We who spend our lives in the pursuit of wealth come in the end only to the poverty of death, and we complain bitterly, unable to make head or tail of such a cruel reversal." Earthly treasures are our gods. And as Luther teaches in his commentary to the first commandment, to have a God is nothing else than to trust and believe in that one with your whole heart. He goes on, "It is the trust and faith of the heart alone that make both God and an idol. If your faith and trust are right, then your God is the true one. Conversely, where your trust is false and wrong, there you do not have the true God. For these two belong together, faith and God. Anything on which your heart relies and depends, I say, that is really your God." Our Lord put it more succinctly, "Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Our loves, our passions, our wants, our hopes, these are directed to this life, this world, unless and until the law breaks us and shows us, as it must keep doing, that the end of all these things is only vanity and only death. Our true status as beggars is one which we cannot understand on our own. It is taught to us by God's law, that law that leads to death of self, the law that pulls out from under our feet any and every support we find in earthly treasure. Are you a 4.0 student? Your intellect cannot save you. Are you a great athlete? Your body will betray you. Are you able to work through college debt-free? Something else will enslave you. It is not only moth and rust, but age, disease, accidents, broken relationships all work to erode your life, your hope, and confidence. Jesus Christ, the one who spoke these words recorded by St. Matthew, the one who still speaks to us today, knows about all of this, about the power of the attraction of earthly treasures, about our idol-filled hearts. And he says, just stop. Stop putting your trust in those things which cannot last. See where you are when you are on your own. And then he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Seek first the kingdom of God, and lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Hymn verse summarized this quite well. Seekest thou the one thing needful? Leave all cares that hindering prove. Be of earthly joys unheedful. Fix thy heart on things above. For where God and man both in one are united, with God's perfect fullness the heart is delighted. There is the worthiest lot and the best, my one and my all, my joy and my rest. Our hearts are to be fixed where true joys are to be found, but our hearts do not get there on their own, not by our willpower, not by our promises or dedication or good intentions. It is, as the old rector says, my favorite character in Bo Geertz's second story in The Hammer of God, one does not choose a redeemer for oneself, you understand, nor give one's heart to him. The heart is a rusty old can on a junk heap. A fine birthday gift indeed, but a wonderful Lord passes by and has mercy on the wretched tin can, sticks his walking cane through it and rescues it from the junk pile and takes it home with him. That's how it is. We are beggars with piles of junk for idols, but our Lord Jesus Christ, in mercy, in his love, in his compassion, sees us even now. Our idolatry is forgiven. Our moth-eaten and rusty treasures are replaced with the treasures of heaven, with Christ our Redeemer, with his word of promise. Believe this one and know that you are safe. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.